Who are you?
I am the architect. I created the Matrix. I've been waiting for you.
Why am I here?
You are the eventuality of an anomaly which, despite my sincerest efforts, I have been unable to eliminate from what is otherwise a harmony of mathematical precision, which has led you inexorably here.
You haven't answered my question.
The Matrix is older than you know, as you are undoubtedly gathering. The anomaly is systemic, creating fluctuations in even the most simplistic equation.
Choice. The problem is choice.
Right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be here Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Private Eye Matrix Revealed with Monique Lissard.
There is no good and evil. There is only power, and those too weak to seek it.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Be sure to tune in weekly. Days 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Strange Universe with Sean David Morton. A strange, interesting, and engaging wide variety of topics. So be here. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Revolution Radio!
We must not confuse dissent with disloyalty. We must remember always that accusation is not proof, and that conviction depends upon evidence and due process of law. We will not walk in fear one of another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason if we dig deep in our history and our doctrine. And remember that we are not descended from fearful men, not from men who feared to write, to associate, to speak, and to defend the causes that were for the moment unpopular. We can deny our heritage and our history, but we cannot escape responsibility for the results. We proclaim ourselves indeed as we are, defenders of freedom wherever it continues to exist in the world. We cannot defend freedom abroad by exerting it at home. Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. And goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're ready, because straight from downtown Columbus, Ohio, it is time for Liberation Nation with Nick and John, where America comes to hear the truth.
Hey, good afternoon, friends, foes, and assorted others. Welcome to the Liberation Nation. This is Earth Play here every Monday and Tuesday. For Deacon John, and I did speak with him earlier today. He's probably not even going to make a cameo appearance today. Our regrets. Of course, thank you for all the emails after yesterday. I didn't realize that we were upsetting so many people. Today is not going to be any different, so here goes our disclaimer. If you suffer from mental illness or prone to depression, try to sit down and relax and listen to the information that is being presented to you. That's my best interest, or my best advice for you. FreedomSlips.com, home of Revolution Radio. Our sponsors are you, the listener. Our funding and our airtime is citizen-supported. That's you. Commercial-free radio, this is your voice. This is my voice. This is our voice. So you keep those emails coming in, and we're going to have some great guests coming up for you today. Today, we have a special, special guest, at least in my high esteem, Alexander Bachmann. Alexander Bachmann is a language and communication professor by trade. He is considered to be a prodigy with a higher-than-normal IQ. And is it any wonder where he is today? He's been researching the most important questions of this world and worlds beyond for more than 25 years. I am just taken aback by this guy. His life story stems from breaking codes at a very early age and has been successfully communicating with dolphins and whales, as long as we have them around. Outstanding individual. He has been decoding this world and fighting for human rights and liberty. Alexander Bachmann knows a lot in regard to the global agenda. Its agenda is what they want and the upper echelons are up to. He currently works for an independent investigative, as an independent investigative journalist, researcher, and online radio host since 2005. He has been hosting Conciencia Radio in Mexico, a successful, very highly successful online radio show, along with his colleague Monica, and I'm not going to try to slaughter her last name. Hello, Monica. Alexander Bachmann has appeared on hundreds of radio shows, TV interviews on topics and issues related to terrorism and counterterrorism, global and national security, geopolitics, the New World Order, Earth Changes, Fukushima, Planet X, Bible prophecy, vaccine awareness, oh boy, I wish we had time to talk about all this stuff, transhumanism, privacy rights, the alien threat, black projects, the end times, and more. He has been on Bill Deagle's show. I just recently heard another video where he was talking with Jim Moore. I think his name is Jim Moore. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you, I hope, a longtime friend, Mr. Alexander Bachmann. Welcome to Revolution Radio and the Liberation Nation.
Thank you, Rick. I hope you're listening to me loud and clear. I am very happy and blessed and honored. It's a privilege to be on Revolution Radio, and I am at your service for the following 2 hours. Whatever you want to talk about, just shoot, and we can cover it.
I have a lot to talk about, too. So I wanted to start with you put out a recent alert video about an impending 9.0 earthquake in the Cascadia Fault Zone. And this is something that our listeners are very familiar with because we talk about earthquakes and volcanic activity, which is actually down one tick today at 39 erupting volcanoes. Do you want to talk about a little bit more about your video and what your research has come up independent of what we've been talking about here? We're bringing a whole new perspective to this radio program today.
Absolutely. I mean, when we start seeing so many earthquakes above 6.0 starting to happen across the board starting in 1998, well, you know, the data is there. So the USGS cannot cover this up. We've had so many earthquakes that go beyond the 6.0 marker that it's a parabolic increase. So when you see the graphs, you know, the time graphs, the timelines, and you start pinpointing the data and the places where these earthquakes happen, I mean, it's more than obvious that we are seeing
a wonderful job at laying out all of these earthquakes, the graphs, and the people who are actually doing the geological studies here that show clearly that the earthquake and volcanic activity has increased 400% in just the last 10 years over the entire last century. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's more than obvious. I've spoken to scientists that off the record have told me, you know what, you're absolutely right, but I can't talk about it. I'll lose my job. The grants we have at the university by people like Sempra Energy, for example, that finances a lot of the universities down here in Mexico, we're talking about the Bushes, and very powerful people that are the movers and the shakers of where information goes. So basically, the scientific establishment here in Mexico cannot even talk about it publicly. But 3 years ago, a seismologist out of Mexico City, his name, I'm going to say it, Raul Velasquez Wong. Now, this guy, he's the top seismologist out of the National University of Mexico. And this guy is no laughing matter. He said there's an impending 8.5 3 or above, waiting to happen off the coast of Guerrero, Mexico. This is outside Acapulco. It will affect Mexico City. It's just a matter of time, not if, but when. Same thing all across the board. We have the exercises X-24, you remember, out of the University of California in San Diego.
Yeah.
About 4 years ago. I mean, they're preparing. They know something huge is coming down the line, but they're just being silent about it. They don't want to tell the population how to prepare, how to get ready for these events.
You are a firsthand witness to what is going on geologically along the Mexican Ensenada, Baja, Mexico, and California coastline there. Can you tell our folks here briefly some of the geological upheavals that you are aware of that have happened? Just even the aquifers dropping out all across the West Coast down deep into Mexico.
Yeah, what's going on is exactly what Dutch Sins is reporting on, which he's done a great job on the internet. Dutch Sins and the Extinction Protocol, these news aggregators and analysis, because we need independent analysis that is not being muffled or stifled by those in the scientific community. So we need them as an intermediary, per se, to bring the information out. The real intel is that all along the coast of Baja California, we're having volcanic activity starting to begin popping up all the way off the coast of Tijuana, Rosarito, down to Ensenada, because there's no other way to explain what's going on. Example being, a huge chunk of the toll road that goes down to Ensenada from the San Diego-Tijuana border, which is 68 miles or so down south, collapsed like a year and a half ago in December 2013. They spent a huge amount of money. They said it just collapsed because the water got under and it just collapsed into – we're talking about a 10-kilometer piece of a road that just collapsed.
Blowing smoke up your skirt here because even the aquifers are drying out. So what water are they talking about?
Right, exactly. I mean, Ensenada has been without water for two years now, basically, off and on. The water shortages are so bad that people – are lucky to get Cuban-style showers, which is basically you got to use one small bucket of a gallon of water to just take a quick shower in the morning if you're lucky. That's how bad the situation is getting. But they're saying, we can't find any more water. The water's gone. The reality is what we've been hearing off the record is a volcanic stream of lava or something is under this region, and it sucked up the aquifers. Same thing happened up there near Shasta like 2 years ago. So look, it's not conjecture. This is really happening. And I've heard from geologists that work in the state-run university here in Baja California that, in fact, under Tijuana, there's two volcanic rivers that vent out into the Pacific Ocean near Imperial Beach. We got seismic and volcanic activity. I mean, sulfuric water coming like geysers through the kitchen floors of people in the state capital of Mexicali. I'm not kidding you. This is really going on.
I know. I've been following this for about 2 years now.
And the government, you know, their political correctness does not play out correctly here, because what's going on is they end up putting the population in danger. What worries me, Rick, is that here in Baja, the CICESE, which is the most important scientific establishment and institution on this side of the Pacific down through Latin America, had this meeting in July 2011. In July 2011, huge scientists from all over the world came here. The three levels of government were here, and they ended up bickering and fighting and even got physical. They threw things at each other, and they fought physically in order to get to a solution of what to do. Should we tell the population of Ensenada that something massive is going to happen, a huge catastrophic event, or should we keep silent? And the decision was to not tell anybody, but to start evacuating, scientists and people of great importance to the city. We're talking about the rich and powerful, obviously. So they've been, trickling out of the city slowly, and they've been evacuating. I mean, it's been 4 years since we broke the story. We hadn't finished the investigation because somebody got wind of it, and then Steve Quayle posted it on his site. So that created a big problem for us as a media outlet. But anyway, down the line, what this boils down to is that the military here in Mexico is preparing for something huge. We still have the military basically on our streets. There's checkpoints everywhere. It's not just organized crime. The whole system of society is collapsing because they're letting it collapse by design. Because it's not only in the United States where you had Jade Helm and all these types of urban warfare exercises. Down here in Mexico, we have such a chaotic situation that Gerald Celente, when he was asked in 2007 what his forecast was for Mexico for 2012, he said, think about the Congo. And that's what Mexico has become now. Corruption, lawlessness, the government doesn't care, inflation is out of control, people are just trying to, you know, make ends meet. And then coupled to that, we have the situation with the CSIS and the scientific establishment not even wanting to take a simple, you know, measure of using their budget to build tsunami sirens along the Baja coast, and just a simple, you know, ad campaign and start preparing the people, follow the signs, you know, what to do in case of a tsunami. They don't even want to do that.
Yeah. They have dismantled the civil defense system for America, too.
Okay. Well, there you go. So civil protection doesn't even care. When the tsunami out of Fukushima happened initially, I was the guy that woke up the people in the port of Ensenada, and I was the guy, thanks to me, that they gave the order to get all the boats out of there in time for the tsunami that came at noon that day. So the water level went up 4 meters just because of Fukushima. Now imagine the Cascadian Fault. It's locked into place. It's pushing against Juan de Fuca, against San Francisco. I'm not saying San Andreas is going to go. I'm saying the Cascade is going to go, be it now, 10 years, doesn't matter. As long as this object that keeps affecting our sun, which went dark, by the way, yesterday, totally dark. I just got this information thanks to Sheldon Day, by the way. The sun went dark yesterday, and what worries us here is that the sun's being affected by an extraplanetary object. It's a comet, it's a planet, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter at this point. It is affecting the solar system as a whole, and it's affecting our planet, and the more it advances towards us, the more it's going to affect us wherever we live. So the scenario is increasing, the magnitude of the quakes are increasing, and it's just, yeah, you can't predict quakes, I understand that. But when we have top scientists like Scott Ashford out of the University of Oregon, he's not even a seismologist, he's a structural engineer, but he went before Congress last May and told them, hey, guys, we got to prepare because a massive earthquake of 9.0 or above is about to hit the coast of Oregon, and they're not doing anything about it.
Aren't they also saying that the composition of the core through these Kelvin Dyne experiments that they're doing, that there have been changes in the Earth's core even, that mantle flumes are starting to work their ways toward the surface? Have you heard any of that?
Yeah, I've been researching this with other great stellar researchers, John DiNardo out of New Jersey. I mean, he's the first one who started saying, you know, Alex, I really think that the magma is rising because – the Earth core, one of the two cores, because it has two cores, be it plasma or be it iron, doesn't really matter. What matters is it's pushing upward under the North American plate. So what is coming along the line here is that all the magma that's rising is affecting California. It's affecting the coast of Oregon, Washington, Vancouver, and also Baja California, which always gets cut off the news, and nobody talks about us down here in Baja. But there's a massive population of American citizens down here as well that need to understand this information that is vital for them to just be aware of what could happen in case something does happen. My guess is that off Ensenada, they discovered something huge out in the ocean because when they were changing the telemetry, they were changing the devices that are outside the port of Ensenada. This is 68 miles south of San Diego. They were changing these devices. I don't know what they are, but I was told that the scuba divers like were in shock with what they saw. And what they saw is something massive down there. I don't know if it's a volcano. I don't know, but I've spoken to 25 veteran scuba divers south in the middle of Baja, where all the whales go down to have their caps, and they've told me that in the bottom of that region, exactly in the half of Baja, there's this huge booming sound in the bottom of the on the ocean bed. But a booming sound that is so peculiar that it's just concentrical in nature. And they say it's so scary when you're down there because it's so massive. The noise is so huge that it's just uncanny. And I have it on video. I have the scuba diver on video, but I haven't released the video yet.
I have actually talked to Professor James McCanny when he made the release of the NASA data showing that there are now more than 3 million volcanoes erupting all the way across the Pacific. And the activity is starting to increase by the data, statistical data, shows that the earthquakes and the volcanoes, especially in that area. And, boy, I'll tell you, if I was an ancient Mayan living in that area right now, I would absolutely be convinced that this was the end of the world, with the fissures opening up on the dry land, parts of the ocean or the beach line just falling into the ocean. How much did you say, 40 miles, 30, 40 miles of beach line? Volcanoes erupt. It's massive.
Well, in South Baja, which is, you know, Baja California, the whole peninsula is split into two states, Southern Baja and Northern Baja. In Southern Baja, but on the side of the Sea of Cortez, where the Sea of Cortez really is San Andreas Fault that ripped Baja California open to the east, right? To the west, I'm sorry, from the North American plate.
Yes, yes.
So Baja and part of from San Francisco down to the west is not even part of the North American plate. It's part of the Pacific plate. That's why it's separating. So anyway, right off Los Cabos, Baja, the 2012 December seismologists, volcanologists held an emergency meeting. This was like very important. You can research it. It's online. They discovered a massive rhyolite volcano right in the middle of the Sea of Cortez, right off east of Los Cabos. And they say this thing is explosive because rhyolite, when it touches water, it ignites. So the moment that we're going to – they said this is like a massive tsunami event if it goes off. So we have a little mini Canary Islands event off Southern Baja. We had 2 years ago a massive strand of beach that just went into the ocean.
Yeah, I was watching – seismic activity was happening right there, right in the exact middle of the Sea of Cortez today.
Right. So it's not a surprise. Look, Baja California is unstable as it is. It's like a surfboard, but it's partially connected to the continent itself. South of Guerrero Negro, that's where all the whales go there to have their offspring. South of that portion, the whole peninsula is floating on water. There's no real continental crust underneath it anymore. And that's what many people don't know. But the Mexican Marine, the Mexican Navy has sent turtles with sonar and GPS tracking inside the cavernous systems under Baja. And they found their way to the other side, into the Sea of Cortez. So they know that why gray whales and blue whales even go under the whole peninsula and end up in the Sea of Cortez.
Wow, that's just so amazing. And how are the whales doing now with Fukushima and these massive die-offs? I would call it an extinction event underway, that more animals have washed up in the last month than in all of recorded history.
Yeah, I'm extremely worried. You know, in the bio that I sent you, I just added that I used to talk to whales and dolphins because I did manage to reach to a point in my development as a human being to empathically communicate with whales and dolphins. And this was back, you know, in the days when I still was in the New Age circle and everything. But I did manage to communicate with them. I'm convinced of it. Now, the thing is that these intelligent cetaceans, they're very worried as well because their whole lifeline is just collapsing right now. One of the things is we had, you know, many people don't believe this, but like 2 years ago, there was this blue whale that was born, a calf was born with two heads, a Siamese whale. Now they started, you know, saying that's not Fukushima related. Well, no, the mother went and committed suicide off the coast of Sinaloa on the other side. She was distraught beyond measure. She knew her calf was just born deformed, and she went and committed suicide. What's beaching all these whales, what's killing all the sea mammals along the coastline in Southern California, for example, all the sea stars dying off massively in Vancouver and all the way down to here. And I've done the research myself. There's this clam that was unique to Baja California that is gone, full extinction. This is the most important clam It was the queen of all clams that Mexico exported to Japan. It was a multi-million dollar industry that was just destroyed last year because of Fukushima. Now, people are saying, no, it's not Fukushima. Well, something is bringing down the immune system of all the mammals in the ocean. Something is just destroying their immune system, and they're just so hungry right now that the entire Pacific Ocean is becoming a desert, a wasteland, and they can't find any food. So you explain me why the scientific community in the United States and other places are just silencing the Fukushima effects on our side of the Pacific, why they're not talking about it, but they are conducting their little secret tests all along the coast. You see, they know that this is affecting us, but the graveness of the situation, Rick, is that they don't have a mind. They don't have a conscious mind to think about the rest of us, you know?
Right. I agree.
And when I'm talking about the rest of us, I'm also talking about the mammals in the ocean, because they're mammals too. We're mammals. You know, when I see dolphins go, when I see people, you know, from Australia grabbing their boats, coming all the way from Fukushima all the way to San Francisco, and they don't see any whales in sight, and they just see cancerous tumors on one whale, and then there's no birds anywhere, that speaks to me millions of signals and alerts in my mind that say they just killed off the entire Pacific Ocean through Fukushima.
Well, and, following your work quite a bit here, and I know that you stay in tune with. We'll have to pick it up on the other side of the break. Stand by, Alex.
All right.
Are there other humans in our Milky Way galaxy? What is our real history? What happens after we die? Who or what created our universe? What is the purpose of our lives? What evolutionary steps did human societies go through? Who built the ancient monolithic site found all over the Earth? How did the extraterrestrials travel from star to star system with almost no time passing? Ohio Exopolitics is on at 8 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio. Join Mark Snyder at the interviews of Myriad X Media each Saturday night on Revolution Radio.
At freedomslips.com.
This is David Dungeon from Shiny Side Out. You're listening to Revolution Radio. And now we return you to Liberation Nation with Deacon John.
Hey, welcome back. And if you want to keep it commercial-free radio, this is citizen-supported radio. We need you to get over to freedomslips.com and do not skip over the site support button. If you can donate and you can help us out, please do. And today we're talking to Alexander Backman, who is a reporter from Mexico. He is a researcher, a journalist, a broadcaster, professor, a lecturer, decoder, soldier, and most of all, son of God. And we're talking about some very extreme and extraordinary things that are happening in our society along our coastline that is just being a little bit more than underreported. This is almost criminal. To the point where they're keeping the information deliberately out of the media. Are you still with us, Alexander? Welcome back.
Thank you. And it is criminal in nature. It is criminal because there is a criminal conspiracy. There is a criminal conspiracy. It is not a theory. There is a conspiracy. They are criminals. These are psychopaths. And these people that control the nuclear industry are just one echelon of that entire system. They're not going to let go of Nuketown just because they're going to kill off 1 million or 10 million down the road. No, no. They want mass kill. They're not going to undo the entire nuclear industry just because of Fukushima. The problem is, I mean, we have the data that Germany is leaving nukes. They're not going to use nuclear energy anymore because they're so scared of it now. But you know what? To our surprise, the United States keeps on pumping that nuclear arsenal, keeps on pumping nuclear waste. And, you know, I just talked with somebody that worked at Songs at San Onofre down in California. Right. And he just told me, you know, I worked there for 25 years, and this is an American citizen that lives here in Baja. He has to live down here, you know, because of what's going on in the States. But he told me, you know what, I worked there for 25 years, and I saw where they put all the rods. They're under the ground massively. They never got rid of them. And when I asked them, what are you going to do with all these rods? Nothing. We're just going to leave them here. So,
well, that's something the nuclear industry hasn't done, Alexander, is they've created all this toxic waste, but they don't even have a solution as how to deal with it.
Well, just imagine a 9.0 a 9.0 in the Cascadia would trigger other earthquakes and tsunamis down the coast. And what would happen with these aftershocks, they would be 8, maybe 7s along the San Andreas. We would have probably a tsunami event off Oregon, and it could come down the coast easily and maybe hit one of the nuclear power plants. I don't know. And affect them in such a way that massive radiation is being released out into the United States, southern part of the United States, and including northern Mexico, which they've done before with the WIP plant where they are – putting and storing all these radioactive rods.
Yes.
It already affected Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, on the border. It affected us. We had in the 90s, and I'm just guessing here, but in the 90s, we had a huge amount of women in Ciudad Juarez that had babies born without a brain or just water in there instead of a brain. They had hydroencephalia, all right? And that's the same situation that's happening in Oregon and Washington. Isn't it a coincidence right now so many babies being born without a brain in with all these horrible deformities in Washington State, in Oregon? Isn't this just like a little coincidence? I'm saying maybe in the 90s there was another release they never told us about, a radioactive release from the WIP plant itself, and it reached Ciudad Juarez. Okay? And
yes,
another
and
thing – yeah, go ahead.
How much containment do they have on Fukushima 4.5 years later?
No, none. 1%? It's out of control. It's out of control.
Yeah.
The official nuclear industry and the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is controlled by a Japanese guy, I mean, talk about control and conquer. Oh, they don't care. You see, the whole Fukushima going off, it's because Japan has a massive nuclear arsenal program. I mean, the country with the most nukes after Israel, the United States, and Russia is Japan. Japan has massive nuclear weapons, and that's why they want to keep Fukushima, you know, out of the spotlight and everything, because it's all about the nuclear weapon industry. And what worries me, Rick
– yeah, go ahead. Yes, go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, what worries me is that I'm covering a story right now. I'm going to just break the exclusive here on your show, okay? I'm going to give this exclusive to the people right now. I already interviewed two families whose babies were born without a face, completely without the face, and without a brain. Okay? No eyes, no nose, no mouth.
That's heart.
And no brain. A 16-year-old young lady, you know, teen pregnancy. I talked to her. She was distraught. The doctors wouldn't tell her why her baby was born like that. I know why. And this is happening because four people in the same neighborhood already had other deformities, the anus appearing in the stomach region, etc. So all these deformities happening with babies in and Sonata Baja is telling, isn't it? I believe that Fukushima is already affecting us. They even said that the top layer of the, I think it's strontium 90, that came above in like buckyballs on the surface of the Pacific Ocean, want to go out and swim and have fun in the Pacific Ocean. I'm telling them, don't do that, you know, but they don't care. People are just apathetic and they don't really care. We got cut off. I'm back. Hello? Rick? Hello, Rick? Rick? Hello, hello?
Now the latest event going on along the Pacific Ocean.
Hello, hello? Hello, Rick. This is Alexander. I'm back. Can you hear me? I'm here.
Okay, Alex.
Okay, I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you good now.
Okay, I apologize.
Alexander, you're back.
Okay, great. When we have all these scientists coming out and saying, you know what, it's going to be worse than ever starting in 2016 with Fukushima. It's going to affect us more than we can imagine because the massive plumes of cesium-134, 137 are coming in the ocean, and they're going to start, you know, accumulating off the coast of Northern California and Baja California, and that's where it's going to accumulate the most. And they're saying that's going to be worse than Fukushima itself. I mean, the radiation.
Plutonium on the beaches, aren't they? Cesium, what else? Strontium. There's a whole list of these litany of nuclear toxins that are floating on the surface and being deposited on our beaches.
And there's also like 100 of elements in the periodic table that the nuclear industry created out of this process that were also released, and they're not telling people what they are. So we're not talking about just the standard nuclear industry byproducts. We're talking about other byproducts and new elements that are radioactive in nature that can just wreak havoc on all our entire ecosystem. Personally, the orcas are not having babies anymore. There's no more salmon in Alaska, although they're selling the cans, wild-caught salmon, Alaska salmon, but I'm not eating it. I don't know where they got it from. Maybe from, I don't know if it's wild caught. Maybe it has three eyes and you don't know about it, you know? But, I mean, we can't eat these fish anymore.
Yeah. Well, the nuclear industry is exactly that, right? They're an industry. They're a business like any other, and their industry is death. I mean, producing plutonium, right? They're not there to provide your town with electricity or power. They're an industry to create plutonium and wholesale deaths. So what is safe and clean about nuclear energy? And they keep pressing this. They want to build more and more of these nuclear power plants, and they haven't even thought this out all the way through to its conclusion because they don't even know what to do with the spent nuclear fuel rods that they replace each and every year in every single nuclear power plant across all of our countries.
Well, there's a reason, Rick, why plutonium is called plutonium. It's because of Pluto, and the god Pluto of the Romans was equivalent to Hades or hell or death, and that's why plutonium is so toxic. Just one little fragment of plutonium, you know, flying out in the air, and you breathe it in, will give you cancer, guaranteed. So what I'm saying, we're going to have a massive, massive die-off of human beings, which is already happening, but they're keeping it out of the media because they don't want people to report on it. I remember when Fukushima started, it was a huge event. Then USAID came in, and we know USAID is a CIA front. They came in, and they control all the media. And now, well, we know who controls the media. So the only alternative media or independent media outlets like you or others are reporting on this matter. And that's what worries me the most because we live in an age where media fascism is the word of mouth. Don't talk about that because you'll lose your job if you work for X or H agency or media outlet. I mean,
that's
it's
right.
A huge
right.
Story.
Everybody wants to sign this disclosures and confidentiality agreements, and they want to have your passwords to your online accounts, your emails, your Twitters, your Facebook. There's no right or expectation of privacy anywhere in our country. And I guess this is a good time to shout out to the NSA listening post, Bravo Sierra. Do you want to say hi to them, Alex?
Yeah, well, to all of them in the NSA, we tell you, well, you can record all the metadata you want. We can say all these keywords that your Echelon system will pick up. You can inject the Skype line and just overwhelm it with garbage and data so we lose them, drop the call. But you know what? We already know what you are, who you are, and how you're operating. I know you're, like, watching my entire website. I know my entire website is blocked in many countries. My website is being rerouted through Washington, believe it or not. We have experts in systems and IT that told us your entire website, your server is going through Washington, and then it gets rerouted back into Mexico or other countries. But wait, they are micro-selecting the data that my listeners can download. Can you get that?
They're listening to us, but are they hearing what we're saying is the point here? Do they stop and listen actually to what we're saying? And will any of it ever sink in?
Well, you know, they're on a job. It's really a military organization. The NSA is really under, you know, a structure of command, and they're just doing their job. These people are so mind controlled that they don't see what goodness. You know, I did know a friend who gave his life for the government and for the people of the United States when those nukes went off under Virginia. You remember that in August 20-something in 2011?
The 5.1 Virginia, yes.
Yeah, you remember that? They were transferring some nukes under the ground to Colorado, and they wanted to blow one up in Denver. And the guy that stopped that, I knew him, and he gave his life on that day just to stop 7 nukes from going off. They had 7, and 2 went off, and the other 5 got decommissioned. But, I mean, terrorist attacks are on the go. This is real. They created a monster. This monster is called ISIS. It's Al-Qaeda on steroids. And they believe in their Quran. They believe in their end times apocalyptic scenario of bringing, you know, the crusaders, that means the West, to north of Damascus to fight in the desert near Aleppo. That's what they believe. And they want this to happen. That's why they're killing so many Christians.
They're actually trying to fulfill their own prophecies.
Right. Because they want the Mahdi to come out. They want Jesus Christ to come out according to their book. And right now that we're in Ramadan, they're going to start killing left and right. They're going to start doing their Ramadan bombathon all around the world. And what really is just obvious and really upsets me, because a lot of people, you know, gave me flack for not saying that the U.S. is behind ISIS. Look, it's not that the United States is behind ISIS. Yes, but it's certain elements that have kidnapped the government that are behind ISIS. You just can't, you know, put everything in the shoebox and say, well, it's all of them. Americans are not responsible for what McCain is doing or for what Obama is doing. You know, American citizen is responsible to an extent where they don't act and remove these people from government and take back their country. But it's the same thing in Mexico.
We are trying, you know. They do all of these things without our consent, without our permission or our knowledge, but they do it in our name. And by the time they do it, you know, it's appalling to us, Alexander. It's appalling.
I know, but who are the people that are against him? The mostly, I'm going to say it, white, right, Christians and people in the United States that are really worried about their country and they love the United States of America. The rest of them that are mostly migrant workers that have, you know, gain citizenship throughout the years and generations. They love the United States as well, but they don't feel the same. So what's going on here is that you have a Democrat and Republican controlled by the same globalist interests, you know, financing a terrorist organization that has become an army, worse than the Nazis, that really want to kill off and start killing Americans or Europeans wherever they go. So that's the dangerous thing we have here. And the danger is real. Here south of the border, I can confirm to you that there is a very high Islamic presence on the border. We've documented this. Right now I'm in a safe location, like we've documented this in on January 1st, 2015, I had a face-to-face with the FBI Counterterrorism Task Force in San Diego. We had a face-to-face talk. I exposed them the evidence we had, and guess what they said? How do you know they're radical? Okay? We have Islamic centers popping up all along the border. Islamic centers. They're radicalizing our youth here in Mexico. Now we see young men wearing Islamic beards, Mexican men, but wearing Islamic beards in the street like if it were a new fashion statement.
Across our population, too. These mosques are popping up in large segments of the population are turning in their favor to their idealism and their philosophies.
Well, because to a depraved mind, you tell them, well, look, you can have four women if you want. You can have a wife just for 24 hours, and she can be a girl as young as seven. Hey, if you're like ex-TSA employee, why not join the jihad, right? So, I mean, pun intended, but that's how bad it's getting. That's how really bad this is getting. They're allowing psychopaths to just flood into the United States. We have confirmation of ISIS on the border, not only operating, but passing huge amount of weapons into the United States. There is confirmation of this. And,
our politicians have already designated America as a battlefield on terror, saying that ISIS is already present in all 50 states. What the hell?
Okay, 50, that means even Alaska and Hawaii? I mean, get that, right?
There are comments here, Alexander. You know, I can't verify what they say, you know. I just have to take their word for it on the 6 o'clock script readers on the Barbie dolls on the evening news.
Right. I mean, there are good people, you know, working in the media that really want to speak out, but they can't. Some people do come out and, you know, and say the things that need to be said. But those are spurts and little moments where if you catch it, you learn it. But look, ISIS is not an independent agency. They are trying to, you know, separate from their financiers through human trafficking, which generates a lot of millions of dollars for them, hundreds of millions of dollars per year. They're trying to gain control of the oil industry in Iraq, which they're doing a good job at. They have people with PhD working on their side. They have experts in social media. I mean, this is not just ISIS grew and metastasized in 2014 when they started taking over Mosul. No, ISIS has been a chimera that has been formed from the ideas of Al-Qaeda back since 2005. This is what they do want. They want a global Islamic caliphate. Now, when ISIS wreaks havoc on the world enough, what does Obama do? Well, Mr. Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer doesn't even bomb them. It turns out, I just read in the news yesterday, that they're bombing the Iraqi soldiers instead of bombing ISIS. So there you go. I mean, all you have to do is count the cards and divide a line and say, okay, who's the enemy? Who is on your side and start acting on that? I believe that the U.S. government has been overtaken by the enemy. I believe that Islamic elements are controlling the entire government structure of the United States right now. I believe.
Hold on. Let's back up here a minute. Who are the people who are we talking about? Are we talking about the United Nations? Are we talking about CFR, banking interests, when we say that the enemy has taken over the federal government, which I believe, I firmly believe that, but who is the enemy we're talking about here that has taken over the federal government or their influence is over the federal government right now?
Well, it's not only the influence. We talk about the big movers and shakers. We're talking about atheists and communists, which are Zbigniew Brzezinski, you know, David Rockefeller, and then they stem down. Rockefeller is the handler of Hillary Clinton, you know.
Yep.
So it's them on one side. But then you have the other ones that are, for example, the Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia. They have a huge influence in the United States lobbying section of Washington.
Yeah.
You got
that
the Saudis.
Makes a lot more sense coming
right.
From.
You got the Saudis behind what happened on that fatidical day called 9/11. You have also influences and people that want ISIS to metastasize and grow for political and military gain, which is Israel. Israel benefits from ISIS, believe it or not. It doesn't mean that ISIS is Israel. It does not mean that at all. ISIS is an independent movement that was formed with financing by the United States interests. Now, these interests are not even American. The interests where the money is flowing from comes from a great series of people that are really interested in moving the world into a new world order. These are people of great interest to us because they are the movers and shakers out of Europe, and we know the black nobility. We know the entire story of these people. But who's going to stand up and stop them? It's very difficult. Unless the United States really has a revolution, an armed revolution, and gets these people out of power, I don't see it. I'm not instigating or promoting a revolution. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that what's going to happen is that these people are going to use ISIS to destroy the American people.
And it looks like the federal government, the way that they're acting with this Jade Helm, moving equipment and assets, and there are these FEMA camps, and, you know, maybe they are rumors, and some of it is true and some of it is not true, but martial law, practicing for martial law drills, Jade Helm, you know, they're going to be working all the way down to your county and city and town levels. Federal government, boots on the ground.
And today they already said they're presenting in the UN today, I believe, a sustainable government kind of ideology for the entire United States and the world. It's being said that the Pope, which is the Jesuit general, the last Pope or whatever you want to call this guy, Francisco Bergoglio. Okay, that guy is going to present a speech before the UN very soon. He's going to present a speech where he's going to ask for a new world order. He's going to ask for the unification of one economy. He's going to ask for one faith. He's already saying that Islam and Christianity are one and the same. And, I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
away from meeting the UN international law, and that's by disarming the American public. That's all that lacks for them to have complete control over us, and that's part of their agenda. And I'm starting to fear that this Jade Helm is not just a practice drill, that they're getting ready to bring us into compliance with the New World Order and the United Nations, and they might try something like that here. Were you telling me that there were massive troop build-ups somewhere down south of Mexico? You know, are they headed towards the United States or, you know, go ahead.
Well, in 2009, we received a phone call.
Just
yeah,
out of time.
Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah.
Hold on. And we'll be right back. This is a hard break, so don't go anywhere, folks. We have another hour with Alexander back now. We'll be right back.
Radio. Take a look around, kid. What do you see? Homes being foreclosed. People working 2-3 jobs just to put food on the table and still drowning in debt. Don't get me wrong. This country is founded on great ideals and principles. They've all been ruined at the banks. Open your eyes to the banks that are robbing you. You know who my favorite president was? Thomas Jefferson. Because he saw all of this coming and tried to stop it. He fought the banks. JFK too, and they killed him for it. The banking institution is more dangerous than an army, he said. He also said that every generation needs a revolution, Jim. The American dream is just that. Just a dream. War is a continuation of politics. Only by other means. Politics is a continuation of economics by other means. This is our bank. This is our war. And this is our plan of attack.
Banks have become an essential threat to our democracy. So consider this justice.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support the station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Join us here on Revolution Radio, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Studio B, for a politician, patriot, social savant, businessman, former investment banker, and Veterans Today columnist, Mike Harris. Listen to Mike as he exposes the corruption, sedition, and terrorism within our own government. He knows our system is flawed and that obstruction of justice is all too commonplace. His show, Short End of the Stick, pokes at this corruption with eloquent style. That's Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Studio B, for the Short End of the Stick, with the man who should have been elected governor of Arizona, Mike Harris.
That's right. Revolution Radio.
Enjoy your extra big-ass fries.
You didn't give me no fries. I got an empty box.
Would you like another? Extra big-ass fries.
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please
what?
Come back when you can afford to make
it. Oh, no,
no! I'm sorry you
come
had
on!
Trouble.
My kids are starving!
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio. Here at Revolution Radio, we believe in freedom of ideas, freedom of speech, and above all, we believe in freedom of existence through self-reliance. This station is 100% listener supported, and as a fundraising promotion, I have a kick-ass free gift for a $100 donation. 35,000 seeds. 25 years in the freezer. Long-term storable, 54 different varieties. So if the prices go crazy, the shit hits the fan, or if you just want to save tons of money every year by creating your own food like I do, grab our seed pack special. Just look for the banner on the home and then make a quote. To provide unhealthy, nasty food. Included in this package is also a DVD with 900 survival and off-grid living documents from the offline home canning how to do everything website, all on the DVD. So when you're growing all that food, you know how to can it, store it, preserve it, etc. with all these documents. So thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I hope that you will pick up this package and start learning to be free. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps, and freedom is one seed that needs to be.
Are we doing live? It goes in eternity.
Who are you?
I am the architect. I created the Matrix. I've been waiting for you.
Why am I here?
You are the eventuality of an anomaly which, despite my sincerest efforts, I have been unable to eliminate from what is otherwise a harmony of mathematical precision, which has led you inexorably here.
You haven't answered my question.
The Matrix is older than you know. As you are undoubtedly gathering, the anomaly is systemic, creating fluctuations in even the most simplistic equation.
Choice. The problem is choice.
Right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be here Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Private Eye Matrix Revealed with Monique Lassonde.
There is no good and evil. There is only power, and those too weak to seek it.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Be sure to tune in weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for Strange Universe with Sean David Morton. A strange, interesting, and engaging wide variety of topics. So be here. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Revolution Radio!
We must not confuse dissent with disloyalty. We must remember always that accusation is not proof, and that conviction depends upon evidence and due process of law. We will not walk in fear one of another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason if we dig deep in our history and our doctrine. And remember that we are not descended from fearful men, not from men who feared to write, to associate, to speak, and to defend the cause. Causes that were for the moment unpopular. We can deny our heritage and our history, but we cannot escape responsibility for the results. We proclaim ourselves indeed as we are, the defenders of freedom wherever it continues to exist in the world, but we cannot defend freedom abroad by deserting it at home. Cassius is right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. And goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're ready, because straight from downtown Columbus, Ohio, it is time for Liberation Nation with Deacon John, where America comes to hear the truth.
Welcome back to the Liberation Nation with Deacon John. This is Earth Play. I do every Monday and Tuesday, the first hour. But our guest is so important and has so much to offer us that we're going into a second special hour with Alexander Backman. You are, of course, listening to Revolution Radio. That is at freedomslips.com. That is our home of Revolution Radio. And you are our sponsors. That's why we can do this commercial-free radio. And with a guest like today, boy, we really need all the time we can get. So I want to start the second hour by Alex. Alexander, if you could give us all of your contact information and the chat rooms. I have a couple of chat rooms. The Ancient Observatory, the folks are very interested in what we have to say. And over at the Revolution Radio chat room also, the folks are just mesmerized by our show today. So do you want to give out, of course, they want your English-speaking videos is what they're asking for. So can you give the folks your contact information, where there are English videos that you have put out? I have a couple of them, but I don't want to plug my own website. So go ahead, Alex.
Well, anyway, yeah. They can go to our main YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/ConCiencia Radio. That's ConCiencia. Nothing to do with the agency. ConCiencia Radio. So it's /ConCiencia Radio on YouTube, or you can just look up my name, Alexander Backman. I mostly focus my videos in English. I've been focusing on Fukushima. I have like 3 Fukushima updates I've done since the disaster. Well, the intentional catastrophe has happened. I've done a lot of an extensive work on counterterrorism. I took a special course out of the University of Leiden in the Netherlands 2 years ago, just to prepare for what was going to happen with ISIS, because they knew that the escalation of Islamofascism was on the rise due to what Iran is doing. You see, Iran is behind the entire thing. They don't want to say it, but they want to control the entire Middle East. Israel wants to control the entire Middle East as well. So you can contact me there. You can go to my main website, which I'm defacing or trying to transfer into WordPress at my blog. So you can go to alexanderbackman.com. You can also go to my WordPress site, which is alexanderbackman.wordpress.com. I have my Twitter account, which is crnalexander. And that's basically it, how you can contact me. The email is very simple to learn also, ABBA, like ABBA, Father in Hebrew, ABBA, at alexanderbackman.com. And I'm at your service, whatever you may need. But, just contact us. And there are many videos I have done in English. Just go under the playlists on our channel that says Alexander Backman Interviews. You might see something there.
And is there a way that people can support your journalistic investigations, PayPal or anything that subscriptions or anything that you offer?
Well, thank you. Conscience Air Radio, which is our main website since 2005, we've been online since 2008. They kicked us out of Open Radio in Mexico because we were just too hot to handle. So basically, we haven't been able to get back on Open Radio since then. So, yeah, we are membership supported. We have our own radio show on Fridays in Spanish that our members subscribe to, the same as you. If not, we couldn't sustain ourselves. In 2010, I lost my job at one of the 10 most important universities, considered one of the best professors in communication and English here in Baja. I lost my job at CETIS Universidad because I published a story on a UFO, massive UFO landing in the desert of Israel in 2010. And that got me into lots of trouble with people in your neck of the woods that had an order to have me eliminated as well as my family. So I had to run underground for more than 6 months. I was in safe houses. It was horrible. And on that measure, you know, right now, 4 months ago, in February and May, I was informed that ISIS put a price on my head as a journalist, the same as my team. There's a four million peso contract out for me, and it's horrible to live like that. I mean, you cannot imagine what it is to live under the shadow of these people that want you dead, like Pamela Geller. Well, we're being attacked in the same way. And I want people to know that if we don't stand up as journalists and talk about the evil of Islamofascism, it's going to take us over, and then we're not going to even have grandkids to talk about, all right?
Yes, yeah, very important messages.
All right, so that's one thing. And the other thing, you know, when we see the Agenda 21 popping up again in the news, it's because these are criminals out of the former Soviet Union that have the same idea they want for the rest of the world. Now they flip the media. Now it's Russia Today, which is really controlled by RS Novosti out of Moscow. It's controlled by the Kremlin. It's Russian propaganda. People embraced it. Now they believe Russia Today is the only media outlet that speaks the truth because it's anti-American. And that's what really gets me angry. Because now there's a huge influx of data on online media from Russia Today, a lot of stories that are anti-American. And what's that doing? It's basically destroying.
Psychological conditioning of our society. Just more of that media propaganda. But they've taken it to an art form.
And they're destroying the morale of the United States American people. And it's really sad to see. Same thing happens all over the board. Communists are experts in doing this. They want to destroy, you know, private property. They want a graduated income tax, which we already have. We're already living in a communist-type state. The problem is that they haven't defined it as such yet. Here in Mexico, for example, we pay a 16% income tax right now, 16%. And we pay over 40% of, you know, our revenue. We have to pay 40% back to the government if we don't deduct it. So we're living in feudal times. Fiscally speaking, Mexico is under, you know, fiscal terrorism, it's called. These measures that we're seeing not only in the U.S. but down here as well are indicative that all the nations, the big players, they know how and what the agenda is about. They want you to suffer. They want to destroy the middle class. They want to usher in a new form or a new system. They want by September that China, the renminbi, and the yuan become, you know, the new petrol coin of the world. Which is just ridiculous, but it's what the communist agenda is all about. I believe that communists are behind much of what we're seeing with Islamofascism. I believe they're using Islamofascism to destroy Christianity in the West. They want to destroy our morale. They want to centralize all communication and transport. They want to confiscate all property. of Americans. They want to take away your guns, first of all. And if they do that, they're going to do what they did here in Mexico. Here in Mexico in 2006, Rick, they started taking away all the guns from every Mexican citizen. How? They started giving them free microwaves, free food, you know, and stuff like that. People would go in gladly.
Well, the only one left with guns are the cartels and the drug dealers.
Well, but that flux of weapons, which are weapons of mass destruction, in my opinion, most of them, are being funneled through the border thanks to Obama. Okay, so, I mean, but it's not Obama. You see, Obama is just the puppet, okay? They're just using the guy, just like they use the Bushes or they use the Clintons. They're the same people. Up above, there's no Republican or Democrat. They're all in on it. It's a criminal racket. It's a syndicate. It's a government takeover of our lives. And that's what really, you know, people are so dumbed down now through all the psychological conditioning, the GMOs. They're dumbed down through vaccination. They're dumbed down through fluoridation and lithium in the water supply. Okay, get this. Here in Mexico, for all kindergarteners that study in government-sponsored schools in the public school system, which is controlled by the left, by the way, they give them milk, but the milk in their breakfast, their school breakfast or school lunches, are full of lead. All right? This is proven. So
well,
let's put a heavy...
Well, they're probably giving vaccines and things.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
we have...
tons of stuff. Yeah.
Well, right now we have all these children dying left and right in Mexico due to vaccines. The government's saying it's just delusional. It's not because of the vaccine. They just died off. We have an epidemic of Guillain-Barré in parts of Mexico. We have biological weapons being released in Mexico since 2009. We have the H1N1, which was an effective release. We got this confirmed by bioterrorism government agents that it was confirmed that it was a biological release, a beta run or a beta test for something worse they have coming down the line. We have a nationwide alert in Mexico due to the tick virus called rickettsia. It's a rickettsial disease that gives you like a Rocky Mountain spotted fever or something like that, similar, and it kills you.
Yes,
children are dying. Yeah, it's like Lyme disease. But where did Lyme disease come from? You see, I was on Univision in Miami back in 2009 when the pandemic started. And it wasn't a pandemic per se, but it almost started to be. And they covered everything up. But the H1N1 is a chimeric virus created by the CIA. Remember that, okay? They created that Frankenvirus to start killing us off. Now, we have a resistant immune system with you, but a lot of people, the elderly and the children getting these vaccines are dying. And even the official documents say do not vaccinate pregnant women. And guess what they're doing now as an official policy? Let's vaccinate pregnant women with the H1N1 vaccine. It's just ridiculous. It's out of control. People don't even see it. But the situation gets worse because it's Gavi. It's the Global Alliance of Vaccination with Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and Carlos Slim down here in Mexico. I mean, these are the people with Oprah Winfrey and Ted Turner. These are the real people that really want to kill us off through Agenda 21 and other measures. They really do want to kill us off. And just a reminder of that policy, I was reading right now just to a book by Jim Mars called Rule by Secrecy, which is an awesome book. And in the section which talks about the rise of communism, there is a great quote, and I would like just to read on it so you get an idea of how that we are living the same times right now. It says here, the report from Iron Mountain, whether provable as historic fact or not, I'm quoting here, actually reflects the thinking of secret society members. For example, in a 1981 interview concerning overpopulation, CFR member Maxwell Taylor blithely stated, quote, I have already written off more than a billion people. These people are in places in Africa, Asia, Latin America. We can't save them. The population crisis and the food supply question dictate that we should not even try and save them. It's a waste of time. You see, they want to kill us off. That's their official policy. So what do we do about it? We don't need GMO. Oh, now there's this new diagnosis out of the psychological manuals in the United States that dictate if we're nuts or not. We have conspiracy syndrome, or we have, anti-communist syndrome, or whatever. It's gotten to a point where
institutions and freedom fighters, yeah.
And it's interesting, you know, that Vladimir Putin has Asperger, Bill Gates has Asperger. They both were Asperger-induced through vaccines, and now they're running the show. Now, people say, well, Vladimir Putin is Christian. I guarantee you he is not Christian. That's just the facade. Behind the scenes, Vladimir Putin is the worst thug on the street. This guy is worse, and he was former KGB. And he's the guy behind all that we're seeing playing out in the West against NATO and everything. Now, I'm not saying NATO is wrong. And I'm not saying NATO is right. I'm just saying NATO is out of control. And I'm saying NATO wants war with Russia. They want nuclear war. And when we get to that point, that's when we're way beyond the end times. I believe that's the moment when, if you have not repented yet of your sins, if you haven't embraced a man that came to this planet Earth supernaturally to die for you and all your crimes and anything you have done mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally, anything you have done, any crime that you have committed, or any evil thing, even if you're a member of ISIS, there's only one man that can forgive you, and that's Jesus Christ. And I'm sorry to say this because I know your radio network is not very Christian at all, but, you know, it presses on me that not more people are embracing the truth here. Because if they would just, you know, align themselves with the Holy Spirit of God, get baptized, and move on, they would not be afraid anymore. You see, I don't want people to be afraid of what's coming down the line with Fukushima or a 9.0 or ISIS. You know, I'm strong. I believe that if we are resilient enough as a people to embrace a true Judeo-Christian value, we can get way beyond this and conquer this evil once and for all.
Well, that's really interesting that you brought that up, because I ran across one of your videos. I'm not sure when you made it. You were talking about you have informed sources that are telling you that the gates of hell are opening and the seals have been broken or something. I'm going by memory here. It's been a while. Can you talk about that a little bit, where you're investigation is concerning these stories that are permeating throughout Mexico and the ancient regions?
Okay, get this. You're not going to hear this from Steve Quayle or the rest of the gang. Okay, we have government people telling us that the recesses underground are opening up. We have giants being seen on the toll roads in Chiapas, Mexico. They just killed a shape-shifting demon in Veracruz. We have this documented. I'm still trying to get in contact with the journalist that broke the story. We have shape-shifting demons already manifesting in the streets. We have people, eyewitnesses, seeing giants walking here in Baja California up in the mountains. I mean, long walkers. We're talking about huge men or women or humanoids that are more than 7 meters tall. We have a great wealth of evidence that underground, you know, where the criminal organized crime stores. They have cave systems as well. You know, the drug lords. They have cave systems down here.
Cave systems all over, all the way down to Panama. Right, runs all the way into America.
Right. Well, they went down. They went down here under Mexicali, of what I'm told, and the indigenous population told them, "Don't go in that cave. Don't go in that cave. You don't know what you're doing." And they didn't care. They had their AK-47s. They went in down there. You know, about 5 hours later, they came out scared so much. They even left their weapons down there because of what they saw. They saw hundreds and hundreds of satyr-type beings. They look like half goat, half human. And they saw hundreds of these entities down there, you know, amassing. And this is exactly under where the new volcanic ventilations are forming in Southern California in the Mojave Desert under Barstow. So what I'm getting at is the entire underlying regions of North America under Texas, Carlsbad Caverns, you know, you have Arizona, you have New Mexico, Dulce, we could talk about Dulce, but all the stuff that's down there.
Scared, Alex, I have been up there and there are no animals. It's quiet. It's the just most eerie place on earth, I think.
Well, right there in Archuleta, you know, down there. I mean, we're talking about one of the deep underground military bases. I've spoken to people that have worked there. That's how deep up the ladder I've gone in talking to people that have risked their life to come out and say what they've seen in there. I can just say this. Dulce is out of control. They can't control Dulce anymore. There's underground caverns bigger than cities that have opened up due to earthquake activity and fracking and not what. And the things that are under that were in chains before are now coming up through the ground. And when I talk to somebody that works for the federal government, he works for the highway systems down in Chiapas, he was so scared of what they saw. He said it was so huge. It was a giant on the road. You know, and he swerved out of the way, and he sped away so fast, the thing even came running after him. So that's one. Two, we have confirmation of the Puerto Vallarta giant, okay, that they talked about on coast to coast back in 2001. Well, I went down, I talked to people, I even talked to an eyewitness of that. And there's some weird stuff going down here that you cannot even imagine. We got black triangles coming out of the ocean. Hovering over our cities here on the coast of Baja and taking people away. We have this documented. I've documented it extensively all down the Baja. I mean, you want a UFO hotspot, we have it right here. We have a situation that is so amazing down here in Mexico. We have giants in Chihuahua. We have a giant activity in other parts of Mexico that people have talked about, down in central Michoacán, where the civil war in Mexico is out of control. So, yes, I mean, if you take all these things into account and you take all the volcanic activity into account and then these weird creatures are popping out of the ground, well, you know, let me tell you, I think that what's in the Bible is true. I mean, if the book of Jude is correct, we're under judgment, and maybe the one that created all this, this simulatrix, is coming back, and he's going to judge this planet. And I believe that we're so way beyond the curve of point of returning to what we could have done to save this planet Earth, which, by the way,
yes,
we're not responsible, but the people that took away our right to be responsible and have authority, those are the evildoers that are going to get judged. I don't want people to feel so bad, because that's what they pushed down their necks for so many years. Oh, no, you're to blame. You're the one that's farting in the wind and affecting the CO2. You're the one
warming, right, by trying
You're the methane releaser. You're part of the overpopulation problem. You're a pest, and we got to get rid of the human condition first. Well, I mean, this is how they truly think. So we got to get rid of those people first if we want to take back this planet. But how are we going to do that? It would need a massive collective effort that has not been done, because there's no organization. Why? Because they've infiltrated most of the truth movement. They've destroyed the truth movement from within. The communists have come in and revolted. Look what they did in Baltimore. And then they're glorifying the organized criminals that began doing that. I mean, this is all in the communist playbook. And people need to see it, because the U.S. is getting taken down by the Soviet Union that is coming back to govern on this planet. And that's what worries me, because communism is not gone. Communism is back, and people need to wake up about it.
No, and they're exerting their power all over the Middle East. Aircraft carrier battle groups, they're building the nuclear power plants, or no, the rail lines through Iran now. They're really re-exerting themselves as an international political and military power. You know, maybe it has gone further than we realize.
I believe so.
Okay,
exactly.
Guys. We'll be right back. This riveting conversation with Alexander Backman. Don't miss the last 30 minutes. We'll be right back.
I listen to the revolution. www.radiofreedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Tune in Tuesdays at 12 noon Eastern on Studio A to hear Tammy Adams share her knowledge of an unknown realm on Talking with Your Angels. Join Tammy as she uncovers hidden secrets about the spiritual world of angels, ghosts, and other entities that have been with us longer than we know. Tammy is a psychic, a teacher, spiritual coach, a leader in her field, and will be sharing her information stories with you. So join us on Tuesdays at noon on Studio A. With Tammy's guidance, you'll find out who has been watching over you from the other side, and soon you will be talking with your angels.
Enjoy your
extra big ass fries.
You didn't give me no fries. I got an empty box.
Would you like another
extra big ass fries?
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please
what?
Come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
Oh, no, no.
I'm sorry you
had
trouble.
Come on. My kids are starving.
Tune in to Revolution Radio. Here at Revolution Radio, we believe in freedom of ideas, freedom of speech, but above all, we believe in freedom of existence and self-reliance. This station is 100% listener-supported, and as a fundraising promotion, I have a kick-ass free gift for a $100 donation. 35,000 seeds. 25 years in the freezer. Long-term storable, 54 different varieties. So if the prices go crazy, the shit hits the fan, or if you just want to save tons of money every year by creating your own food like I do, grab our seed pack special. Just look for the banner on the homepage at freedomslips.com. Don't be a statistic. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. We need, as humans, to start taking care of ourselves and not depending on the megacorps to provide unhealthy, nasty food. Included in this package is also a DVD with 900 survival and off-grid living documents and the offline home canning how to do everything website all on the DVD. So when you're growing all that food, you know how to can it, store it, preserve it, etc. with all these documents. So thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I hope that you will pick up this package and start learning to be free. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps and freedom is one seed that needs to be planted.
What are we doing live? It goes in eternity.
Who owns you? If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. Little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Take a look around, kid. What do you see? Homes being foreclosed. People working 2-3 jobs just to put food on the table and still drowning in debt. Don't get me wrong. This country is founded on great ideals and principles. They've all been ruined at the banks. Open your eyes to the banks that are robbing you. You know who my favorite president was? Oh, Thomas Jefferson. He saw all of this coming and tried to stop it. He fought the banks. JFK too, and they killed him for it. The banking institution is more dangerous than an army, he said. He also said that every generation needs a revolution, Jim. The American dream is just that. Just a dream. War is a continuation of politics, only by other means. Politics is a continuation of economics by other means.
This is our bank. This is our war. And this is our plan of attack.
Banks have become an essential threat to our democracy. So consider this
justice.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution.
Revolution.
Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, welcome back to the Liberation Nation with Deacon John. Deacon John is out today because we have a two-hour special, and boy, we are just quickly running out of time here. Quick shout-out to my personal sponsors, the Southwest Backpacker, the High Desert Gaming Society of New Mexico, and Mr. Steve Johnson down in Australia, and of course, my strategically placed moderators throughout the chat rooms, Love is Light. Thank you so much. You're such a good friend. And we're talking to Alexander Backman. Man, we are just running out of time. We have so many topics. We haven't even talked about the U.S.-Mexico border crisis yet. But before we get back into it, Alexander, I have eight different people are trying to contact me on Skype right now, sending me messages, asking questions, and I think that the most prominent one is, do you have any videos of these giants, is being asked from this blue monkey over at the Revolution Radio chat room. And also I wanted to ask you, because we're going to quickly run out of time here, if you would be willing to come back or just do a weekly segment with us. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'd be honored. On the last point, I'd be honored if you can have me for an hour a week. That would be great. I mean, just to be an extension and a relay of what we investigate down here, it would be awesome, because there's a lot of people that want to know what's going on down here and not being told anything. So basically it's just stories from friends that they end up hearing. No, we're doing the research, and we are very, very well in tune with what you guys are doing. So, yeah, sure, it would be awesome.
Be open to doing the first hour of Liberation Nation with me every Tuesday, the Alexander and our international friends from Mexico segment every Tuesday.
Do we have that? Would be down? Awesome.
Great. Okay.
That would be great. Thank you.
Did you have something else you want to say?
Yeah, on the other topic about the giants, look, getting evidence of the beings is kind of hard. But look, I have done some very important research. I have it on video. I have footage in a safe place. I was contacted by the state police, believe it or not, back in 2001, because we had a massive die-off of cattle and sheep here in Tecate near the border with the United States, and what they found is what, 75 sheep, they had no blood in their bodies, they had surgical precision cuts, some, their entire brain was removed, and the cranium was left beside it, another one, its eye was taken out to look at itself, the entire blood of the animal was sucked out, and we have an eyewitness, a 12-year-old boy who saw the whole thing. And it's this being. It's a small being. They call it the chupacabra, but it's real. He saw it coming down, hovering down from the UFO, these triangular bluish craft. It came down and started killing off during the entire night all the sheep in the pen. This pen was totally sealed off.
Chupacabra is an intelligent being?
Well, I don't know if it's a biological being that was created for a purpose, right?
Right.
But He reported seeing the thing hover down. They had marked the cattle days before with some fluorescent light that they discovered later on the cadavers. It broke through the pen. The pen was totally sealed with a concrete floor and fencing on the roof even. And nothing could have gotten in, but it went through a small hole, started killing each one of the sheep during the entire night, sucking the blood and being scooped up to the craft, and I imagine to deposit the blood and then coming back down again and so forth. So that happened. We have three ranchers that confirmed seeing the aircraft or the UFOs or whatever they are. So that's one in 2001. But recently, I can say that there is an underwater entire city off Baja California. I'm not going to tell you where. I've been doing the research for more than 10 years on that specific site. I have not given the go-ahead to go public with it because the people in that small town don't want all the media coming down here and the U.S. government taking over the site. All I can say is that there's a heavy presence of there are certain things I can't say for my safety, but there's an entire city, a petrified city, off Baja California, which is massive in scope. I've seen the evidence. It's incredible. In that same region, the entire coastline, there's a massive dinosaur park there of dinosaur fossils. These are complete dinosaurs. Those who are paleontologists probably know where it is.
Good idea of where you're talking about right now. Already I have a good idea.
U.S. scientists stole an entire dinosaur from there. They stole it, by the way. They didn't ask for permission to take it. But what's interesting there is that there is a massive – yeah, go ahead.
It was sequestered. It wasn't stolen.
It was just a legal thing, a document thing. But out in the middle of the desert, in the middle of nowhere, there's this big volcanic thing, but it's made of seashell. And it's probably maybe 40 feet in height. It's like a bubble of rock, but it's really made of seashell. The entire structure is made of seashell and boulders, and it was singed. And the entire thing on the surface is black because it was singed by some massive event that burned it. And the petroglyphs there, they're massive. I documented all of them. There's the human DNA. There's spirals of our galaxies. There's an entire, petroglyph of a giant, a monster that would chase down the Indians that used to live down here. I talked with the people that live down there. They've seen the skeletons of the giants. There are cemeteries of giants that they've uncovered all along the Baja.
All over the planet.
And we're talking about 7 feet, 9 feet, 12 feet, 15 feet. The problem is when they open up the graves, they just crumble in front of them. They just crumble into nothingness. They say it's so funny because they open up the grave and the thing turns into nothing. You could just see it for a split instant. And these people are very poor. They don't have a lot of money to document all these things, but they know the things are real. They've seen and they are constantly harassed by UFO activity. There's a huge portal vortex in the middle of Baja. I know where it is. There's these nymphs coming out of there. They see nymphs. They see little dwarfs, and I thought these things were like maybe from Scandinavia or something, No, they see all these entities coming out of these vortexes inside a cave system, and that's where they see the black triangles coming out from. So this gives credence to what people in the CIA that I've spoken to that work in the black project say. They don't come from outer space. They come from under the ground. And so the abysses are opening. This is foretold and predicted and prophesied in the Bible and other books that the recesses of the earth would open up and terrible things would be coming out of there. I believe that we're in that point in time where all these things are coming to a crescendo of sort, where we will be seeing more and more of these supernatural or dimensional. I call them interdimensional, demonic interdimensional entities or DIE, D-I-E, because they're not biological per se. They're not extraterrestrial because we've seen some of the giant testimonies of them turning into a ball of lightning and then just flying away. So they're like dimensional in nature. They can be physical when they want. They can hide in plain sight. They can go into a structure and hide inside the wall of your house, for example, and just stay there and camouflage themselves.
Stand up. You're making the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Well,
these
things are going on, and it is kind of creepy if you're not like spiritually well protected. I tell you that, but I don't want people to get afraid. I want people to know that these things are really happening. They've seen lichens running in the streets of certain cities here in Baja at 3 a.m. Lichens. I'm talking about half wolf or half dog and half human. There's people that have incredible testimonies of weird things going on. But I believe after what I've discovered and all the deep research I've done into
that this place is such a hotbed for so much activity, you know, aircraft in the sky, that UFOs, whatever you want to call them, giants, things coming out of the earth. I mean, is it because of the location of all the ancient structures? And what is it that is drawing, or why is it that this area is such a hot spot for this activity?
Okay, that's very good. That's a great question. Yeah. Well, basically, we go back into ancient lore and history of the Aztecs. The story goes that they came out from under the desert of Sonora. The Aztec civilization came out from there. They have a supposed underground city underneath Sonora, which is massive in size, and that's where they came out from originally and overtook Mexico City from the Mixtecos, the Mixtecs. So the Aztecs are not really the Mixtecs. They took over, and it was a satanic group that started ritual sacrifice of children specifically and human beings in honor of their gods. Now, these gods would come down from the mount or wherever they were and would eat the children. These are green in nature. They are shape-shifting. If you want to call them reptilian, go ahead, be my guest, but they can change into any form they want. So they're not really reptilian. You can call them whatever you want, but I say they're just evil. We have stories, incredible stories, down in Chiapas, Mexico, of people, UFOs crashing, the Mexican military coming in to help out, getting, per se, spare parts, thanks to the U.S. counterparts for the devices so they could fly off. We have stories of entities down in the jungle in southern Mexico that are so evil in nature that children can't even go out at night anymore because they steal the children from their bedside with their parents at night. You can't walk in the jungle at night. They'll just snatch you out of nowhere. They call it the bad wind. That's what they call it. It's a wind that comes and then starts taking over everybody. It just starts snatching people and taking them away into the cave systems underground. And you could just hear the gnashing of teeth, the growls, and people can really hear the screams of the little children are being eaten alive in these parts of Mexico. So this is no laughing matter. This is really going on. So, again, the volcanoes in Nicaragua are going off, Costa Rica. Guatemala has volcanoes that are active. Chiapas is having a lot of seismic activity. So all this is opening up. We're just waiting for the big one, which is Popo. Now, Popocatépetl is the massive volcano out of Mexico City in the state of Puebla that's going to blow. But the thing is that Popo is just – it's just the grandson of the grandmother, according to indigenous lore. The indigenous prophecy from one late speaking wind said that once Mount Rainier goes off in Washington, in that region, the grandmother of all volcanoes would wake up, which is the entire valley of Mexico City. So really, Mexico City is on a super volcano. It's like if you put 25 million people living in Yellowstone right now. And that's what's really worrying. Wow, yeah, people don't even know this. And in fact, I mean, there's so many stories, and it's not all the magma down there. There's rivers of magma, and between the magma rivers and layers, probably in the rock, there's caverns, massive caverns that are miles in height, where you could fit a very well-sized city down there, etc. And yes, there are stories of tunnel systems that connect central Mexico all the way down to South America. And some people have walked through them. I've met people that are indigenous that know the entire story. I can't say more because, again, there's a program active by people in secret societies that want to grab all these ancient libraries and gain control of all the information and technology of ancient portal working. You see, Here's my guess on it. CERN Collider and whatever they're doing over there in Switzerland, trying to open up a vortex. All these vortexes opening up off the Gulf of Aden. There's vortexes opening up in Scandinavia. All these things that are going on that we cannot explain because scientists don't dare touch that is because of CERN and all these super secret projects that are going on in order to open up a gateway of sorts. I do believe that they're trying to triangulate something. I don't know if it's out of the solar system or they want to summon in the demons from beneath, but they're doing something actively where they want something evil or whatever it is to manifest on planet Earth. And I think they're doing a great job at it because so many people right now are being desensitized from what evil truly is that they don't even care if it's a baby that's being beheaded by ISIS and then they're making, you know, a pot stew with the baby and giving it to their own mother. A Christian mother, mind you. This is really going on in Iraq and Syria. And guess what? The UN is not doing anything about it. They do bitch and complain about Gaza and poor Palestinians. But no, don't talk about the Christian slaughtering. Don't talk about the persecution.
And what is going on with U.S. citizens on the Mexican border?
Okay, quickly, a rundown.
And the crisis going
actively
on down there.
Yeah, I'm actively interviewing a lot of people. These are homeless Americans that are being expatriated from their own country. These are former veterans from Vietnam, from Iraq, from Desert Storm and such, and they are being expatriated from their own nation of the United States. When I ask them, they have different stories, all of them, but some of them are just being dropped off on buses. They drive them down on buses to Tijuana or Rosarito, Baja, and they just give them like $50, say, have a nice time. We'll see you back here at the rendezvous point at 5 p.m., let's say. They go back. We're talking about scores and scores of Americans that are homeless. They are homeless that live probably in L.A., other parts of the United States, probably San Diego, et cetera. They're being bused down into Mexico, and then the buses disappear, and they just abandon them down here. And we're having a humanitarian crisis that not even the local media wants to talk about. They don't want to touch this. They don't want us to talk about it. And get this. I think this is part of a fifth column attack. I think they want the border crisis to escalate to a point where the UN will take control of the entire border region, where they will erase the line, per se, and create a buffer zone between Mexico and the United States. I believe that this is part of their agenda. I've read it before in their documents. I think that TPP is part of selling North America to the Chinese and the Russians. I believe that, and this is hard facts from ICE, within the United States. They've been deporting massive amounts of illegals. The deportations from the United States into Mexico are massive. But they're not just deporting illegals that are living in the United States. They're deporting specifically ex-cons or convicted criminals, at least 55% of them in the 2012 fiscal year. This is ICE data. And, quote, I'm just going to quote here. It says, since 2008, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has increased deportations of illegal aliens under a policy to maximize, quote, the removal of those who pose the greatest threat to public safety or national security. What does that mean? Well, they're deporting the worst criminals they have in the U.S. prison system into Tijuana. And that's creating a border crisis of such epic proportions that now we have beheadings daily in Tijuana. Tijuana is becoming one of the most dangerous cities on planet Earth right now.
Yes.
The same with Acapulco. We have like 14 cities out of the 50 worst in the world. So Mexico is collapsing into a failed state. They don't want you to know that. Mexico is out of control. I believe it's part of the Northern Command initiative to take over Mexico for national security purposes and continuity of government. I believe that the underground, deep underground military bases that are also well extended into Mexico are there for a reason. I believe that they're going to go underground as soon as the what hits the fan. I think that's going to be whenever that object in the sky, we start seeing it increasing the earthquakes and volcanoes here. Whenever we feel the global big one, I think that's the moment we can all say, and it's safe to say, they are getting out of Dodge. I have a question for you, though.
Yeah.
I says that it sent back into Mexico 225,390 people, and they are convicted criminal aliens. Now, these are the worst of the worst criminals. These are type 1 offenders, sex offenders, kidnappers, murderers, etc. What do you think is going to happen, Rick, when you release more than 250,000 people per year from the prison system into Tijuana and other cities on the border?
They're going to roam like mad dogs.
No, they're organizing.
Acts of things, right?
Yeah, they're organizing. They're becoming a force to reckon with. We're talking about former gang members, and they have no income. They have no source of income. What are they going to do? They're going to do what they used to do before. So there's no, like, right.
Yes.
Okay, that's one of the issues that's affecting the border regions, specifically in Tijuana. The second problem that is that they're also, I've spoken with American homeless people that are scared to go back to the United States because there's an active policy.
I did see that video.
Okay, well, that guy, Hanuman, the Mexican immigration authorities arrested him last week. He's back in the States, scared for his life because I can't say anything else, but he was contacted by somebody that worked for an intelligence agency in the States that was hunting me down by an alternative media Christian radio host that wants me dead. Now,
say that again.
Okay. There's an American alternative Christian media investigator researcher who wants me out of the picture because him and I are not very good friends. And we know that he sent somebody, former intelligence, that he was hiring on the air with the Hagmans in order to get rid of his so-called enemies. And they even threatened me on the air. That guy in Mexico, we know where you are. We know what you're doing, so on. And they started, you know, making innuendos, you know, of getting rid of me. Well, I got news for them. You can try as hard as you can. And they tried to get to me through this guy that I interviewed, this homeless guy. Now, he told me that he fled the United States because they're taking the homeless to FEMA camps to experiment on them. He told me the camps are real. I know people that have not returned from the camps that are already dead. Okay, we know as homeless people in the United States that these camps are real and they are taking people there and disappearing them. They are experimenting on them. They're doing atrocious, terrible crimes to them. This is what he told me. And imagine that he said it even on the video, some parts of it, some parts I didn't include off camera, but he was really scared. And when you start seeing people leaving the United States, well, that's a heads up because Anthony J. Hilder, whom is a great friend of mine, and I worked with him many years, Anthony J. Hilder told me, Alexander, whenever you start seeing the border crisis escalate and when you start seeing people running from the United States into Mexico, that's when the New World Order is coming.
Okay, well, we're out of time for today. Alexander Backman, and welcome to Revolution Radio, bud. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you so much. God bless you.